Good morning. This is Sunday, the 20th day of October 2019. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit, whom we hear from every day. And now we look forward to returning to the sacred silence and hearing from Jesus, from the Spirit of Jesus, as He promised He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about during the coming week. And so we say, we're ready, Jesus, when you are. We return to the sacred silence and be still and listen for what you will say.
I am with you. For those of you who feel my presence, even slightly, for hear my words, even dimly, for those of you who receive my blessing, even occasionally, you believe. It is possible. Therefore, it happens. There is no doubt within you, because you know who I am. But for those who doubt, it is difficult. And sometimes not even possible to feel my presence, to know I am with you. Because you are not willing to open. And because you say you cannot feel or hear or know, that is your reality. But it does not change the truth that I am with you. And for those of you who are willing to open, you know this. You have read a good bit about the living word. You have heard a good bit about the living word. And perhaps you have even talked a good bit about the living word. But today I would like you to consider the power held within the living word. You do not have to live many years to encounter someone, a child, a grown person, who will make a pronouncement, "I cannot do it." And because they have made this pronouncement, announcing to all who will hear that they cannot do it, the reality is they cannot do it. They will not even try to do it because it is set within their head that they cannot do it. Now, you can stand with them or sit with them all day to tell them the ways they can do it. And they might still rise up, believing on their heart they cannot do it. But if you show them how it is done, they cannot deny that you can do it. And the next step forward is, if you can do it, they can do it. They might not do it as well as you do it, but they can do it. So the power of the living word is extraordinary in its course of showing the way. The same thing goes with forgiveness, kindness, love, compassion, understanding. You can talk about these things from the time the day begins till the time the day ends. And many will think, I cannot do it. I cannot love that person. I cannot forgive that person. I cannot be kind to that person. They will hear the words, but it will not set a course for positive results. But if you become the living word of love, kindness, compassion, understanding, faith, joyful living. If one can see you doing these things, you become the living word, and they cannot deny that you are doing it. Therefore, if you are doing it, they can do it. And the course follows. They might not do it as well as you did it, but it can be done. And with practice, it can be done better and better and better. This was the reason. This was why it was necessary for me to show that it was possible to love, even those who are ensnared in the web of darkness and shadow. It is possible to love them. It is possible to be kind to those who spit upon your face. It is possible. I set the course so you could see that it is possible. The only thing required is your desire to do that which is possible. You might not do all that I did as well as I did it at that time. But with practice, you will do it, and you will continue to do it until it is perfected within you in such a way that those watching you say, that man, that woman, they are doing it. If they can do it, I can do it. You see, it is contagious. If you do it, you prove it to be possible. It's no longer words flowing in a sentence from this and that to the other. You are now bringing those words to life, and they live. This is why I added, you can do everything I'm doing. You can do all that I'm doing. And besides saying that, I added, and you can do even greater things. So there was no mistake in that message. I delivered the message. And you can do all that I did. But there must be the desire. There is power in the living word. And you hold that power within you. So today, as you make your way through the day into the night, know those around you are watching what you are doing and saying. You are living out on a stage for all to see your thoughts. Let this miracle of the living word take root in your thoughts and rise up to be the living word of love today.